Sitting with me now, though, is Kevin Van Hentenrijk. Did I say it right?
Van Hentenrijk.
Van Hentenrijk. Excuse me, from the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar that is starts July 24th and runs through August 5th, and you'll be out carving stone in the in front of the in front of the Hunter Townhouse starting this Monday.
That's right, Monday.
So tell us about the is the only free stone carving class you know about?
As far as we know, if you Google it, we're the only ones that come up. It's the anti-corporate model project. It's free.
And do people need tools or what do you do? How do you carve stone?
Well, that's an interesting question, and the technique hasn't really changed much in 70,000 years or so. Primitive humans, you would use a sharp rock held in their hand. We have much better tools, of course, but the material removal is essentially the same. And the misconception that I think most of us have, myself included, before I started doing this, is the hardness of the medium translates into a hardness, a difficulty of working the material. And that's not true at all. We've had four-year-olds carving with an air hammer in 20 minutes.
With an air hammer? Oh.
That's right.
That's a more sophisticated tool than the cavemen used.
As I said, we have better tools. But the instruction period is, like I said, 20 minutes to a half an hour. We do three basic exercises with a hammer and chisel, and then the same three exercises with the air hammer and a chisel. At this point, you're getting a sense of it, and we start you off. You start carving, your own carving. And then we proceed around with our 2 cents worth every few minutes, you know, depending on what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish. We'll suggest different size hammers, different types of tools, the chisel itself, a different approach, you know, so.
Is it like those old, you remember those old ads in the newspapers and magazines, like where you drew the turtle and you sent it in to see if you had art skill? Do you give everyone the same? Do you tell everyone to make a turtle first, or what kind of things do people make?
Well, the exercise, the instruction part, is a simple curved line like a C or segment of a.
So you could make a turtle.
You could. We've had people make that. Our assistant instructor made a psychedelic turtle last season. So anything, you know. But the reason for the curve, the curved line done with a V groove profile, which is a classic way letters are carved, is if people can get the hang of holding that chisel around a curve, they're ready to go. As I said, it's very simple. The material removal is elementary. You know, when you add the art part of it, that complicates it. And the carvings that a four-year-old does are much different than the carvings of a 30-year-old. We had a woman who's a painter, never carved stone before, has done two fantastic carvings up there. And the one she's working on now, I think this is going to be her fifth year, wings and a face, and it's a spectacular piece.
Is it more difficult to do a right angle or a curve?
Well, that depends on the individual. Everyone has their own set of talents.
Some people are better at curves and some people are better at that.
People have a natural feel for tools, and some people you kind of have to work on that a little bit. Depends on their past, their experience, you know.
Do you only use bluestone, or do you use other kinds of rocks?
Primarily what we have at the site is bluestone. We have 19 blocks of stone at the site, ranging from 500 pounds to 12 tons. They remain on permanent public display, and there's 250 carvings that have been left on the stones over the last 11 years. And some of them are really remarkable, museum/gallery caliber. So even if you don't want to try your hand at it,
you've got a gallery of a stone.
A permanent, free, wheelchair-accessible, open-air gallery open to the public. And you should come by and see what has been left on the stones.
Is that where your Rip Van Winkle is, or is it?
No, the Rip Van Winkle is at the summit of Hunter Mountain.
So, and that's one of the elaborate. What does it say on it? It says Rip Van Winkle in Dutch or something? Or?
No, it's just a decorative lettering style.
Oh, it's very nice. And how long have you been carving bluestone?
44 years.
What got you started carving bluestone?
I was in New York City studying theater, and we went up to the Little Carnegie Cinema, which used to, there used to be an art film house up there.
In Hunter, you can't do...
No, this is New York City.
This is still
Carnegie
City.
Hall. Right, okay. Around the corner from Carnegie Hall was the Little Carnegie Cinema. I don't know if it's still there anymore. They were playing an old Ken Russell film called The Savage Messiah, which is about a sculptor, Henri Gautier, who lived at the time of World War I. And in the course of the film, they showed a close-up of a sculptor's hands working a block of marble. And you can make pretty fast progress on a softer stone like marble. And I was so turned on to and by the idea of a rock as a plastic medium. That was pretty much it for me.
You were working in theater at the time, not in...
My only training is as an actor.
Oh, so you didn't take classes on this?
Self-taught.
You just figured it out.
In the 70s, in Lower Manhattan, everybody was into conceptual art, trying to find somebody that was interested in an apprentice, me, doing figurative stone carving. It was just out of the question, so I was on my own.
I guess the pet rocks were really big back then, so it was part of the whole culture at the time.
But see, the thing for me, the thing is, stone is so ancient compared to humans. Even a young stone like our bluestone is 360 million years old. And the scratches that these kids leave on these stones, like one 5-year-old girl did a tree and a moon and the mountains, those images can last thousands of years outdoors with no maintenance on that material. That's incredible. This stuff may outlive our species if we're not careful.
Yes, we have outdoor installations here that are full of electronics, and we know about they last a year or two sometimes.
The weather is
the
tough.
The rocks are millenniums.
That's right.
And do you have a lot of young people come out to this, or older people, or who comes out? Is it locals or people that up for the weekend?
Everything. We've had students from all over the world, all over this country. All ages, as I said, our youngest carver is 4 so far. Him and his brother came with his mom. She would set up her chair and her umbrella and read, and the kids carved, and it was fantastic. Now, as far as young kids, that's a case-by-case. You know, I've had 12-year-olds that couldn't concentrate long enough to do it, and 4-year-olds who were spectacular at it.
Yeah, individual kids. Some can play basketball for hours, and some can carve stone for hours.
That's
it just depends. Video games, or what? You know, they have different kinds of attention spans too, right?
We're all dealt a certain hand of specific abilities.
What do you have? Favorite sculptures that people have done over the years there?
There's a few, yeah, there's a few. John, my first assistant instructor, did a really nice Buddha face on the side of one stone. Another artist who had worked in other mediums but never stone spent 2 weeks carving his hand, like his upturned hand, into the stone and then polished it. Spectacular. And the next year, there was a young girl who was going around photographing all the sculptures, and she got her mother's cell phone, which she took a picture of the hand with that, and then put the phone with the picture on in the hand, and then photographed the whole thing with her camera. This is like an 8-year-old kid.
Well, one of the things that strikes me is it just seems like... since it's fairly easy to learn, it's just, you know, a lot of things artists do these days, you have to spend hours figuring out some technology or app or something to get to whatever you're doing. But you can learn fairly quickly, and then it just becomes quickly about your style or your way of doing it and you know, improving that or changing that. But you don't have to spend a lot of time with technology and instruction manuals.
No. As a matter of fact... the class is not about people producing some kind of great work at the site, or they're welcome to bring a stone, carve it, and take it home with them as well. what it's really about is demonstrating to them how simple this is. You can start carving with one chisel and a hammer, a half inch flat, and you're ready to go. And once they've taken the class and learned the tools and how to use them, you can go anywhere. I used to go with my kids when they were young down to the creek. They would swim, and I would, you know, make little whatever's on the stones on the side of the creek.
Now, the classes are from July 24th to August 5th. Do you attend all of them or just come one day? Or what? How does this work?
You can come for 5 minutes, an hour, an afternoon, whatever suits your schedule. We have people that will come for a couple of hours several days in a row. We have people that come for the whole 2 weeks.
And what time of day?
We start at 9. We usually knock off around 5. Again, it depends on the day. The first day, the 24th, the tent will be coming, so we usually start a little later on the first day. And the middle of the days are often very busy, and we run out of tools and airlines. So early in the day and later in the day is the best time to guarantee tool availability.
And you should bring a picnic lunch or something, or what else do you need to know?
We supply everything. To go back to your earlier question, we supply everything except personal safety gear. We require eye protection. We also recommend ear protection, dust mask, and work gloves, all of which can be the cheap disposable sort, and all of which are available locally at a discount if you mention the class. Anyone that wants more information, contact us at 518-989-6356, or during the class, 845-332-8295.
And the Hunter Townhouse is at 5742 Route 23A?
Yep, it's actually in Tannersville. And as you're heading east out of Tannersville, you come up the hill. At the top of the hill is Selena's Diner. Just before you get to the hill is the town building. The state police barracks is there, the highway department. And you'll see just west of the town building, there's all these huge blocks of bluestone there, and there'll be tents and machinery and craziness going on. So come on down.
It sounds great. Again, it starts July 24th through August 5th. And then this Monday, you're starting to carve out in front of the Hunter Townhouse?
We had a 12-ton block of stone donated by Tompkins Bluestone.
How big is a 12-ton block of stone?
It's about 7.5 feet tall, 4.5 feet wide, and about 3.5 feet deep. It's a pretty big block of stone.
Do you know what you're going to make out of it yet?
Yep. This is going to be called the Spirit of the Mountains. It's a female allegory like the Statue of Liberty. She holds an urn on her left shoulder. The water flowing out of that urn falls into the Catterskill Falls, which will be carved out of the robe, her robes under her left arm. In her right arm, she holds the infant future, and all around her, she's surrounded by the flora and fauna of the Catskills, eagle, mountain lion, bear, raccoon, fox, everything, full-blown classical.
And is it going to stay in that location, or is it heading somewhere particular?
Yeah, no, that's the permanent site for it. So we're going to carve it in place. Right now it's just a big gray lump.
I guess it's difficult to move that size rock. You only want to move it once, I guess, right?
Yeah, less is better.
When you do large things like that, do you always carve them in at the location?
Not always. The McCrudden piece, which is the equestrian piece, is in a little tiny cemetery down in Freehold, New York, on the Surprise Result Road. That was carved in the studio and moved. And, I mean, it's easy to move a block of stone when you can throw a chain around it and pick it up. But once it's fully carved, it has to be handled in a completely different way.
And do you have other pieces around the area that people can see in different places?
I've got a piece in the sculpture garden down in New Paltz at Unison. And my studio in Westkill is open to the public. I have a lot of work there. A few carved signs up in the mountaintop area.
All right. And then people can see you all week next week. You'll be out in front.
Working on Spirit.
Before the classes begin.
Yep.
And then the classes start July 24th and run through August 5th. You said from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
And again, that's at 5742 Route 23 in Hunter. Did we forget to tell anybody anything about this? Do they need to know anything else?
It's Bluestone season.
It's like
518-989-6356 or during the class 845-332-8295.
So Bluestone season is after garlic season, but before what's next in August? Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
You're between garlic and tomatoes.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin, for coming in and talking to us today.
Tom, thank you so much.
All right. We'll